Today's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts, All Cuts are Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
After reaching a 7-year low in March, cotton futures climbed to a 2-year high in August before retreating back to 65 cents a few weeks later. For the remainder of the year, cotton futures traded in the 66 to 73 cent range. While cotton and soybean prices trended upward, grain prices declined in 2016. Oil prices increased from the lows observed in 2015. World cotton production increased by 9%, while consumption just slightly increased. However, ending stocks were reduced for the second year in a row due to increased Chinese reserve sales.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In 2016, U.S. producers planted 10.1 million acres of cotton, an increase of 17.4% from last year. The higher acres were primarily the result of higher cotton prices relative to grains and oilseeds. In Texas, some acres returned to production that were prevented from planting in 2015 due to excessive rainfall at planting time.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The 2016 crop is estimated to be 17 million bales. U.S. textile mills are expected to consume 3.3 million bales in the current marketing year, down 150,000 bales from 2015. U.S. exports are estimated to be 39% higher in 2016 at 12.8 million bales. If the current pace of sales and shipments is maintained, the strong demand for high-quality cotton could push the U.S. export number even higher. The U.S. export estimate breaks down into 12.2 million bales of upland and 600,000 bales of ELS cotton. The U.S. will remain the largest exporter of cotton with a market share of 36% as compared to 26% in 2015.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The gain in U.S. market share is largely attributed to supply issues in other major cotton exporting countries. Brazil had a 33% reduction in exports in 2016, while India's cotton exports were 24% lower. The current supply and demand estimates generate 4.8 million bales of ending stocks in the U.S. balance sheet, up 1 million bales from the previous year.